Alright, with that going.
Is that just about yours?
Huh?
Is that just about yours? Anyone else?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll call this meeting order. Please join me in Flexwood.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, thanks for coming out tonight. It's a large crowd. Everybody here. We'll have a roll call. Myself present, Chair Weber. Councilmember Morgan.
Present.
And Councilmember Elman.
Okay.
Alright, so moving on, we'll have a couple of minutes for the February 15, 2016. Any changes to the minutes? Councilmember Morgan?
I don't see any.
Okay, I'll make a motion to accept the February 15, 2016 meeting minutes.
I'll move to accept them.
So moved. Okay, next item on the agenda is items of discussion. So, public comment and discussion related to any of the topics in this committee's scope are welcome. This committee's scope, work scope includes financial issues of the city, including the annual long-term capital budgets and plans, including but not limited to revenues and expenditures, sales of bonds, general fiscal and financial conditions, voucher approval, rates and fees, audit and operations of the city, including but not limited to facilities and properties, computerization, periodic budget, and financial reports. So do we have anybody that would like to make any comments? Just general committee comments. Mr. Edelman.
I hope you had a chance to read the letter that I sent to all the council members and the mayor yesterday. Again, I want to point out, as I did in the letter, that this has been noticed as two meetings. It was noticed as a committee meeting, and it was noticed as a special council meeting. As a special council meeting, you follow the rules of procedure. The first one is to call the roll. You didn't call the roll of the entire council. And then if there's no quorum, you need to adjourn the meeting or else wait. You can recess until there is a quorum. You didn't do that. So that's my question. Are we having a special council meeting or not?
We have a quorum of the body of the committee.
No, you need a quorum of the council for a council meeting.
I think we're going to have to agree to disagree.
Well, it's not a matter of disagreement. It's a fact.
Robin Taylor, Black Diamond. Since we have no other avenue to ask this question before the meeting on Wednesday, I'd like to find out why the Thursday meeting was canceled and rescheduled to Wednesday.
That's not something that we, that's part of this budget committee meeting.
It took three council members, which two of them are you, I'm sure, to cancel and reschedule. So it may not technically be part of this, but it is, because it took extra work for the city clerk to cancel and revise and send out.
You do prepare for the consent agenda in this meeting. So that's the connection.
I'll answer that question. This is a special council finance committee meeting. We're allowed to discuss the items that Mr. Weber just read off to you. That's all we're allowed to discuss at this meeting. We're not allowed to discuss any additional or other materials.
Alrighty. Resolution 1610-1080 regarding legal services in response to the Edelman lawsuit. Now that does fall within the scope of this committee because it will be costing the city extra legal fees.
Sorry, Ms. Taylor, can you repeat that?
Resolution 16-1080, which is scheduled to be viewed at the first, at the Wednesday evening meeting. Is going to cost extra legal fees. I don't know what the resolution is because it is not available for viewing yet. I'm hoping it will be available for viewing tomorrow so that the public can have at least 24 hours to look at it. I would also like to ask Mayor Pro Tem which committee you're going to assign this to.
I imagine that we'll assign it to my committee, the Government Ops Committee.
Okay.
But I don't really actually know that because we will discuss that at the meeting.
Okay. Because I want to remind you of your rules, 18-1.1, that says no ordinance or resolution shall be placed on the council agenda for final action unless it has received a due pass or no recommendation by a council standing committee.
You are correct.
All right. I just wanted to make sure that it wasn't going to get voted on Wednesday night and passed, that the public has a chance to see what this resolution is so they know where their tax dollars are going, because we're already paying for a city attorney. Now we're going to pay for another attorney. So that is a big concern of mine. Another concern of mine is that there was going to be an item on the Thursday night meeting. It was on the calendar that will not be on the Wednesday, and that is about the recycling event. And the first event is scheduled to take place sometime before the end of April. And since it's not on the meeting for Wednesday, it won't be there until, I'm guessing, the 17th, the meeting. And then it will be referred to committee, I'm assuming, which will be another 2 weeks before it can be finalized. This has grant money that is passed through. City doesn't pay anything for it. And I'm hoping that, I'm saddened that it will be forced into committee, and because it's not on the agenda for tomorrow, that it will have to wait 2 more weeks, and then it will have to wait 2 more weeks beyond that, and then we're right up against when the first recycling event is going to take place. That does not give the citizens much notice, and for a council majority who is patently vocal about transparency and openness and a lengthy process for public participation, you cut it mighty close to the bone sometimes, and Wednesday night's meeting is just another example of this. Thank you.
Ms. Taylor, if you would like tomorrow, or excuse me, either Wednesday, you're welcome to bring that comment up again as well.
Oh, I'll do that.
Thank you. Okay. Anybody else for item one under general conversation? Seeing none, move on to item number two, public comment and discussion on financial policies. Is there anybody that would like to discuss anything about city's financial policies? No, seeing none, we'll move on to item number three, public comment and discussion on vouchers. Anybody like to speak to that? Okay, I will just mention that as far as the vouchers and stuff go, there were some questions in a past meeting. I'm still emailing with Mayor Benson to come up answers on those, and so that's as far as the, any discussion really that's we have for that. I've taken a look at the vouchers. I didn't have any concern or question from what I saw. Councilmember Morgan, did you have anything you wanted to add at all? Or?
I haven't looked so well. So let me give you one little bit here. I said the amount to the auditor is creeping up. The state auditor, you know, because we're paying for an audit. Okay. I didn't see anything else that really stand out. I'm sure it's some warranty.
Okay, and since I have no other discussion, I'm going to move to Mike. Oh, Scott?
I do.
Yes, sir. Let's try it.
I'd like to go back to the issue of this, whether this is a special meeting or not. Are you telling us that rule 2.5 of the council rules of procedure do not apply to special meetings? And I'll read you the rule, even though I forgot my glasses. Quorum shall be required to transact council business. The presence of a majority of the whole membership of the council, who are also eligible to vote at a council meeting, shall constitute a quorum. Should less than a quorum be present at the time of roll call, any council member present may, upon belief, etc., etc. Does that apply to special council meetings?
Hi. That is out of the purview of the Finance Committee.
do have a question on the Budget Committee.
Yes.
Robin Taylor again. My question was about your consideration for not holding your Budget Committee meetings on a legal holiday, as they often fall on a Monday, and if you would consider when that is going to happen, scheduling to the next business day evening. I think it's only right that since the city does not do business on a legal holiday, that the council not do business on a legal holiday. As I was listening to, and I don't remember which meeting this was. It was with the Planning Commission, wrangling over the Planning Commission resolutions. Both Morgan and Pepper made statements to the fact that the Planning Commission appointments were not time sensitive, so they could go to a committee. I'm just using that by way of example.
Okay.
Nothing that comes before this Budget Committee is so time sensitive that it cannot wait till the next evening if a legal holiday falls on a Monday. So I would sincerely request that you consider not holding your committee meetings on a legal holiday. Especially in the interest, as you state so much, all of you state you want open and transparency and you want to increase public participation. Holding a committee meeting on a legal holiday does not look like you're wanting public participation. So I would urge you to reschedule when a legal holiday falls on a day when you're going to be holding your Budget Committee.
I just want to add to that, that for the upcoming meetings, at least through July, I believe, I've already sent them to the city clerk and any Monday holidays, Memorial Day, 4th of July. The meetings are not on Monday. They are the following day.
Very good. Thank you.
I already addressed that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay. So we're going to finish up on number three, and I'm going to see no other issues. I'm going to recommend.
I got one question real quick, if you don't mind. Sorry.
Sure.
So it kind of sounded like, I'm Brock Deedy from Black Diamond, kind of sounded like Erica wasn't sure about a couple of things on the budget or on the vouchers. You know, there is a opportunity for you guys to see May before you come to this meeting, so you could ask her questions if you have any questions about these things that might come up. So that might better prepare you for these meetings if you talk through some of those with her. Just thinking out loud. So.
All right. Thanks, Brian. So I'm going to make a motion to recommend the vouchers for the consent agenda be accepted. Are there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, so we'll move. So I'll put this on to number four of the agenda, which is confirming our next meeting and discuss possible agenda items of this council committee. So the next committee meeting will be in 2 weeks, the Monday prior to the second meeting in March, second council meeting. So we have the 14th of March, and we'll continue to have any discussion or public comment on the vouchers, and I will have a response to questions that were sent to the mayor that I'll present, and anything else will more than likely fall along the same lines, but saying that,